many studies have been done into the effect exposure to smoke over weeks and months has on human health, but the investigation into the health consequences of the Hazelwood coal mine fire at Morwell is one of them. That fire burnt for 6 weeks in 2014, choking Victoria's Latrobe Valley with acrid smoke. Michael Abramson is a professor of clinical epidemiology at Monash University and one of the co-authors of the Hazelwood mine fire health study. I asked him to explain what they'd found.
And we found that the most heavily exposed people had more respiratory symptoms, particularly cough. They were also more psychologically distressed. We did not find any significant evidence of cardiovascular disease, which is interesting. However, we have found that asthma control was poorer in people with asthma from Morwell than in Sale. There's currently further work going on to determine how long the psychological distress lasts after an event like this.
Are any of those findings relevant to the current situation with poor air quality, whether it's in the bushfire-affected areas or major cities like Sydney, Melbourne and Canberra?
Yes, I think that the findings are relevant. This fits into what we would generally call landscape fires. Now, it is true that coal is not exactly the same as the sort of wood that's burning in the bushfires. However, both of them generate fine particles. We talk about PM2.5. These are particles which are less than 2.5 thousandths of a millimetre in diameter. They're only a fraction of the width of a human hair, and they penetrate quite deeply into the respiratory tract. They enter the alveoli, the little air sacs, and they also appear to have effects on the bloodstream and circulation. So they are quite toxic particles, and I think we could confidently expect that many of the effects that we've observed in the Hazelwood study will also be seen in populations exposed to bushfire smoke.
We know that some groups are particularly vulnerable, the elderly, young children, people with respiratory problems. Are they the only people who should be concerned, or are generally healthy adults going to experience similar effects as well?
I think this is a problem for the whole population. I mean, it's certainly true that the groups you've identified are at greatest risk, and drawing on the findings from our early life follow-up stream, we'd be particularly concerned about women with gestational diabetes. But perhaps one of the surprising findings, which came from further analysis of the adult survey, was that the group that appeared to demonstrate the most respiratory symptoms were actually men of working age. Now, we speculate that that's because maybe they don't feel as vulnerable and maybe they tend to work more outdoors and thus have greater exposure, but we're not really sure, which is one of the reasons further research is required.
The Australian Open tennis qualifying tournament is due to get underway today, and of course the main tournament begins next week. How concerned should the organisers be about the smoke problem that we're seeing in Melbourne today?
Well, when I looked at the EPA website this morning, the PM2.5 levels overnight had been 400 micrograms per cubic metre. The National Environment Protection measure is 25 micrograms per cubic metre. So that's a definitely hazardous level of air pollution, and I think it's very prudent of the organisers of the tennis championship to delay the start of play. I mean, a lot of tennis players, of course, are very fit. They're elite athletes, but they're also inhaling very large volumes of air as they move around the court and grunt and serve and do the other things that happen in a game of tennis. So I think there would be a risk to them and also the officials and spectators if play was to continue.
Are you keen to explore further and perhaps do more research on how the bushfire haze, the smoke, is going to affect people after this summer?
There's definitely a need for further research. We have learned some things from the Hazelwood coal mine fire, but the population that was most heavily exposed there was relatively small. I mean, altogether, there are only 74,000 people in the Latrobe Valley. We're now seeing substantial exposure extending over weeks to cities that have millions of inhabitants. So I think it's very likely that there might be more subtle effects that we haven't been able to detect. For example, I'm not convinced that this sort of smoke has no effect on heart disease. We've already had reports of firefighters dying from heart attacks and so on. So it might just be that we didn't study a big enough population to really be able to get a handle on the cardiovascular risk, so that by studying it in larger cities, we might get a clearer idea.
Professor Michael Abramson from Monash University, one of the co-authors of the Hazelwood Mine Fire Health Study.